waiting, sir.
Not a bit.
Told Bill Moyers for y'all to get together tomorrow. We don't have to rush on the bell thing.
No.
And let's get maximum, let's set it up where we can get it out to for maximum propaganda purposes.
Right.
As well as action. Now on the telegram sync back, MACB, I guess that's all right to go as is if you think it ought to.
I think it should, Mr. President. I'm fascinated that CBS has a story tonight, I don't know whether you saw it, that they're saying the military, some military man said in Saigon that we would not be the first to shoot. So I wouldn't be too surprised that Westmoreland has got the same point of view we have. We don't know that. Did Jake Jacobson tell you McConnell's reaction, which is important?
No.
McConnell is the acting chairman. He's the airman. And Cy Vance spelled him out on it this afternoon. He said he thought it was a very hard choice, that while if he had to make the decision, he would resume the bombing. He could see all the arguments the other way, and he wanted you to know that whatever you decided, he would back it 100%.
What dangers do the military men say we take?
Well, I think they feel...
If we got increased reconnaissance and everything.
They feel we may get... We don't have reconnaissance. We have a difficulty, we have drones, but we don't have reconnaissance the next day or so until we order it. We will order it very soon if we don't get anything to happen, because the problem with reconnaissance is the military want to fly fighter cover, and then you get a question of who fired anti-aircraft and who started it. And Cy thinks, and I fully agree with him, that that's not worth it. And McConnell didn't raise any question about that either. What they worry about is the thing that is covered in the last part of paragraph 2 of the draft message says, we will not accept a prolonged ceasefire which denies GBN its right to exercise authority. They're afraid of getting dragged into this thing Mansfield calls a standfast, in which the Viet Cong would run the countryside and our people would be frozen in place. And that would be very bad, and I don't know anybody that's in favor of that, and that's just not going to happen. But they don't know our minds as well as we do, I guess. I think everybody understands that the guy who fires the first shot gets the rap in the next few days, that this is the tactical point this is about. What they're afraid of is there might be something more in it. But to answer your direct question, Mr. President, I think not to send it gets as much worse trouble than sending it.
What does McNamara say?
We haven't tried him. He's been on the ski slopes. We're so sure we know what he'd think, Mr. President, we haven't bothered to ask him, to be honest with you. So I asked Cy if he wanted to call Bob, and he said he'd speak for Bob.
Okay, I think I'd go ahead and do it.
We'll do it, Mr. President, and thank you very much. And America,
now, when do we expect to recheck this thing? Have they broken a ceasefire?
There have been 7 reported violations. Ranging from an exchange from sort of machine gun fire to the case of 10 mortars reported in the area of the 4th Marine Regiment. There have been no casualties and no damage to U.S. installations. So that it seems to me they fall in this category of small things that Lyndon Johnson is too big to notice that you were talking about earlier today. Now, if anybody gets killed by this kind of thing, or if there's a violent action, then all bets are off, and that's what the message says. We will keep all the lines open, and we will directly follow up in terms of service messages on the reporting, so that if there is a violation, you hear about it any time of night or day that amounts to anything.
Do you think that Lodge and Westmoreland will feel we let them down and ignored them by taking this action without giving them an opportunity to be heard?
Lodge is a little bit out of the play. I think Westmoreland will feel that the message that if we'd had turnaround time, he probably would wish we'd consulted him. We can add a paragraph saying, or we can send another one tomorrow, but before this thing goes into action, either one, saying President wants to be sure that, or highest authority wants to be sure that Westmoreland feels free to explain if, either in or outside the terms of this message, if he feels it's necessary to react, he can come back to us. The disadvantage of that, Mr. President, is this, that the message as drafted really leaves the responsibility and the judgment in him. We could, however, add a sentence saying, we want you to know that whatever you decide to do on the spot will have our support within the spirit of these instructions, because you're the only man who can be the judge.
I'd say it to both of them, so you get them touched some little
bit.
We'll do it.
I'll add that to it.
That's good.
Right.
Say, this is the way we feel here,
yep.
But if you can act within the spirit of this instructions, whatever you do on the spot to fully protect our interests, we'll have our support.
I'll say it.
All right.
Aye.
Now, when would you expect we'd take another look at it? We watch it all along, but...
I would expect that we'd take
tomorrow afternoon.
Look at it by tomorrow morning, and that I would be in a position any time tomorrow morning to tell you where it is then.
When will they put this into effect?
The 30-hour truce...
Ends at noon, is
it? Ends at 11 o'clock our time, midnight their time, tomorrow morning our time, midnight their time. And then... From then on, it'll be noted very quickly by correspondents, because it's the biggest news story in the world at the moment, whether we do or don't start shooting. And I would think they could stonewall, but I think it might be as soon as tomorrow afternoon, you'd need to have someone say from the ranch, if you want it to be a ranch story, and I think it ought to be, that the president doesn't expect that the United States will be the first to resume hostilities. I noticed Bobby Kennedy called on you to do this today, which is not helpful.
Yeah. I thought maybe he just got some boy worked on her papers, told him what was happening. He just tried to get a little cheap up.
I just don't believe it, Mr. President. There's not a Kennedy man who touched those papers. He's out in Idaho, and there's just no way of making that.
But he called into his New York office
so
and dictated.
So I saw.
That we should not be the first to attack. But that's just our line. We would take further advantage of these in order to provide. I wonder if didn't we say in our Christmas speech, Christmas tree, I thought you...
We made it very careful in the Christmas speech and left it free, saying we'd leave no gate unopened, we'd leave no step untried.
What does he mean then that we ought to say that we're willing to restatement, we're willing to enter peace
talks? That's just goddamn nonsense, Mr. President. You said it within the last 3 days, and if that's just cheap, to be honest with you. Nothing good in that. Second grader told him that. I would say that with this paragraph you've just put in, adding it on and making it clear that we trust our commanders, that this one is a good, clean thing, I think we ought to look at it. You going to church in the morning?
Yeah, 11 o'clock.
Well, I would think after church we might look and see whether you didn't want to say something in the course of the afternoon.
That'll be good.
Right there.
Now, another thing, I think they suspected, because they told Layton that they expected a very important announcement from the president tomorrow, and therefore they demanded a briefing tomorrow. He told them he didn't expect anything tomorrow, and any announcement of any kind. He didn't know about it, but they just raided hell with him, so there must be somebody got their wires tapped.
Well, if there is, it's news to me. I think what is true is that everybody is, the world is watching this goddamn 30-hour thing. I mean, we can't change that. But
let me give me the Layton press conference right quick, Jake, Marie. Let me read him the question and answer, and maybe he can figure out what it is and its significance. Joe, with respect to tomorrow, couldn't we arrange to see you immediately after church, if only for a few minutes? Layton, yes. Bob Roth, Philadelphia Inquirer. Joe, what about a briefing on tomorrow, on Sunday? Our plans for going to church Sunday if we don't see you. I don't plan to hold any briefing on Sunday because I never do, but I'll post any information I have. Joe, that's the very danger in posting. Even if it should be a minor matter, if it's important, you'll do more than simply post it, won't you? Yes, I will just post the routine details. I'm not going to post anything important without notifying you. UP, you don't expect to have any announcement for the rest of the weekend? I mean of major import? No. Well, the reason I'm asking is that there is a report that one announcement in particular will be expected during a Christmas weekend. And I'm wondering if you're not anticipating anything as of this moment. Layton, no. Bob Rolfe, Joe, I don't want to be pesky with you about it, but 60 hours is an awful long time for us to go just reading a bulletin board. It'd be very reassuring to me, and I think some others, if you would see us at least once on Sunday. Post a time when we ought to come together and see what you have and have a chance to ask you questions as a group. Layton, well, we never have briefings on Sunday.
I don't think that's... I think they're covering their own ass, President, about it. I don't think there's any... We've had no press calls that I know of.
That's good, then. I guess they're just guessing. But I read that and read the Bobby Kennedy thing, and I just thought that...
There's 40 guys down there who get fired if they don't cover the news, and they're nervous, and I don't blame them. I would say that there's nothing there. The Kennedy thing is, I think, too bad for a guy to be... stirring our pot that way on not the show, but I don't think it grows out of it.
Okay.
All right.
Go on and let it go.
Oh, say okay, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
We'll be ready anytime. We'll have an up-to-date report. Don't hesitate to call, and otherwise I'll get in touch with you after church.
Thank you.
Waiting.